Besides my own Dhamma practice, raising my children is also very important to me. We want them to grow in wholesome Dhammas. I was interested in your ideas around this. Currently, because they have shown interest in our keeping the five precepts, we talk about how the day went in keeping the precepts as we tuck them in at bedtime. They report on how it went, and so does whichever parent is tucking them in, each of us looking at ourselves, our intentions, and our behaviors, and then sharing. Are there additional things we might do as parents to help our kids as we travel the path? That's pretty amazing already. Certainly just the actual speaking openly without preaching, modeling conduct, modeling behavior that is wholesome. These are certainly some of the best ways. As parents to be speaking with one's children about the precepts, about virtue, about the effects that it has, not so much in terms of having to do this, having to do that, but really reflecting on the results of actions and the results socially and internally. What does it feel like? I think in the end, the biggest impact is one's own, as parents, one's own example. I can remember Ajahn Chah saying, and just pointing out very parent asking what to do in terms of trying to raise their children in a way that of Dhamma, and he said, it's like this, you've got a tree over here, and you've got a tree over here, and then a vine grows up around right here, close to this tree. Which tree is that vine going to curl itself around? Is it, it's going to be this one. So, that's what parents the closeness of the parents is what is going to be a major effect on the children. So that modeling of good conduct and also being able to speak about it, bring it up in ways that are meaningful to them and it's encouraging, but it's not stifling.